Good day, brother and sister, spiritual patriots. Welcome to episode 81 of the Patriot and the Lama Show with our favorite Lama, Master Lama Wasaji, and hopefully one of your favorite patriots here, Brother Jimmy. We love you very much. Lots of exciting things going on. Today we are going to talk about Mother Mary's Immaculate Conception, and this is something that also has been hidden from well, it didn't fit the narrative of the people that control the messaging, okay? So you're going to learn more truth from the Lamasery and our Lama here. He's going to fill us in on all these good things. What I'd ask everybody to do right now is share this live, okay? Share it with everybody you can. Again, we keep it Facebook and YouTube friendly so that you don't have any problems with sharing it. You know, we don't want to jeopardize your account, but also, you know, make sure that you get the free account over at the Wasaji.com to get the latest from the Lamasery. You can see it's a little cut off on the Lama there, but the latest from the Lamasery, the last update is critical information for you to hear, and it is about what's happened with the 1111 portal. How big was that portal? What was going on there? They get into a lot more detail. The Lama is going to update us on some of it today, but he gets into much more detail in that latest from the Lamasery. And again, that's 100% free, cost you nothing. Go ahead and get in there and register it. Also, wanted to announce today that we are having our first Step Into Your Power webinar, which will be at 4 p.m. today, Central Time. I'm going to put the link out here soon where you can directly register for it. It's free. It costs you absolutely nothing. We will be doing a couple of these a month. This is, again, to help our free members step into their power to where then if they want to become private members or want to become coaches and teachers, they're going to be able to accomplish that. One of the biggest industries that is going to be, that is now and growing tremendously, is teachers and coaches. There's not enough leadership. There's not enough coaches. There's not enough teachers that we need to bring humanity where it needs to be. So that's an exciting career path to be on if it's in your heart that you want to do something like that. So again, step into your power. If you're part of mastermindwebinars.com, just go to registration. The registration links there. If you're part of Circle of Life, a community free, go to under webinars, step into your power registration, click that, register there. But again, I'll be adding a registration link here shortly. So let's find out how our favorite Lama's doing today. How you doing, Brother Wasaji?
I'm doing fine, Brother Jimmy. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you all right. And I know we're going to forewarn people that the Lama is he had moved into his new house a while back, you know, where he's living, and he still had his apartment. He still had a lease. So as an honorable person that he is, he was working out of that apartment, but he's shifting over to his home. So if we have to turn off his video so his audio is clear, we will, but that will be handled by this time next week. Okay. The way that he's already got things going on, just giving everybody a little forewarning if that happens. But today, Master Lama Wasaji, Brother Wasaji, you talked about, what you've been seeing going on. And, you know, you have a really big love for Mother Mary, too. And a lot of, which is the mother of God, Christ. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, you have some information that most people don't know about. So what I'd like to do is get right into that and let you, you know, have the stage here and talk about, what people don't know about Mother Mary.
Right. Well, yeah, thank you, Patriot Jimmy. She's an amazing just incredible, you know. She's referred to as the queen of the angels, and it's rightfully so. And in a minute, I'll share with you how that's so. As a child, I remember when I was out of my body, and the body stopped in 1968, have a major surgery. Mary was actually the first being that I saw. And then she introduced me to her son, And then they together invited me to Bhogadnathar, which, you know, has been my numero uno mentor in this incarnation, and who is 115 years old in the body and will be 116 in April. And he's just been phenomenal. But Mother Mary has interceded in my life for years, and was about, I guess, 30 something years ago, she would have me go into Immaculate Conception Church here in Jacksonville. It's actually called the Immaculate Conception, like Washington, D.C., which is actually the archdiocese for the whole United States, is referred to as the Immaculate Conception Basilica in D.C. I remember even before that, on Fridays, if I was not in an entertainment situation, she would guide me into the St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York, and I would spend a good part of the afternoon in the cathedral before and after Mass. And there's about 1,000 candles lit in St. Patrick's, so you can imagine the peace and the purification that goes on, and some of the most incredible praying and meditating, and opera singers doing arias in St. Francis. So she has been around me. I remember back about 25 years ago, a lady contacted me that was dying of cancer, and she had an enlarged heart. And one of the first teachers that I trained was nervous about working with her. And he said, maybe you need to go straight to my instructor who's had more experience with working with people who are ill. So I went to her, and as I was driving up to her house, it was this 5 to 6 acre parcel right on the river. And she was actually neighbors with the Steins, who owns the famous clothing store called Steinmarts. And to give you an idea how well to do she was. And there was this huge statue of Mother Mary from Fatima out. The moment I drove up, I knew every time that there's a symbol of Mary, that Mary's got her hand on it. Well, come to find out, I started teaching a class there, and they were the board of directors of the Immaculate Conception Church. And there was a ex-Trappist monk that was there that left the monastery because he didn't want to be in reclusive life anymore. And he wanted to have interaction more with his family. He was getting older, close to retirement years. So they moved him to Albany, New York, before he came to Jacksonville. And he ran one of the largest Catholic funds. At the time, he was responsible for running an account of $100 million in the northeast part of the country for the Catholic Church. We became really close, and he had a great love for Mary like I did. And Mary would appear to me almost all the time. It became very, very regular.
Hey, hello? Brother. Hey, brother. Can you hear me? We lost you. I think we were down for a little bit, or maybe it was just me.
Okay. All right.
Boy, they definitely. Okay. So did everybody get what the Lama was saying there? And it was just me that disappeared there for a moment, because I was not seeing myself or the Lama there. Okay. Go ahead, Lama. I think they heard everything you said.
Okay,
I think,
good. So
I think it was my side.
No, okay. So when I got back to Jacksonville after all my travels, Mother Mary appeared to me, and she asked me to sit in the back pew for the 12:10 Mass. And so about 3 days a week, I would go to the 12:10 Mass. And I wasn't even a baptized Catholic at the time. I just had this interaction with her. And she would ask me to send energy from the back to the priest. The priest seemed to have a real low energy level. So she would have me go sit in the back and Shaktipat the priest as he was doing the homily and as he was desecrating the bread and the wine. And I learned years later that the pew that she had me sit in the statue of the lady from Fatima was right in front of this pew. And in the early 19th century, there had been a major fire, and about 60% of Jacksonville burnt to the ground. They had to completely rebuild Jacksonville. Some major fire purification. And the church, about 80% of the church had to be rebuilt. And the only pew that survived was the pew that Mary had me sitting in. And I got chills thinking about that for many, many years. So her hand in protection. It became evident the stronger our relationship got is that she wanted me to help the church. So I made a commitment. The best way to help is on the inside and not on the outside. So at about this time, I was beginning to date my wife, Nita, and she was in the Philippines, a very pious Catholic. Anybody knows anything about the Philippines? It's about a 90% Catholic country. It's so profound that 12 o'clock every day in the Philippines, everything will stop, and on the loudspeaker, they will recite the Our Father together. I mean, they're so pious Catholic there. So I went a whole month there, meeting my wife back over 20 years ago. And about every day we went to Mass, and every day I met someone different in her family. And, you know, my wife contemplated being a nun before that she met me. And then the Lama and the Holy Spirit, Mother Mary, kind of had a hand in that. And I'm convinced today that Mother Mary brought my wife and me together. And so I got baptized Catholic in 2005. And in 2007, I became a Eucharistic minister. So I am a, when people ask me who you are, I say that I am a Taoist metaphysician, Catholic Christian Eucharist minister, and global spokesperson for the Lamasery of Tibet. And that gives people kind of a snapshot. But what happened was, is that as the years went on in the Church of the Europeans, especially after the Martin Luther movement, Martin Luther did not like the Catholic Church honoring and paying reverence to Mother Mary. And he felt that the Catholic Church had become so liberal that he just didn't want to follow that way anymore. So they were trying to, at that time, turn all of England and most of Europe against the Catholic Church of the time. And so a little bit, they started to demonize Mother Mary and the concept of Mother Mary. How it was told to me from Jesus's mouth, how he feels about Mother Mary, I think, Jimmy, is the most profound thing. He says, you know, when you were growing up and you wanted to talk to your dad, and you felt like you were a little nervous to talk to your dad, especially if you were a son growing up, you know how you would go to your mom to sort of like help prepare the way for dad?
Yep.
He said, that's the way that when people come to find me, he said, just, and then this brings tears to my eyes, just getting ready to tell you this. This is Jesus's words himself. He said, if it was honorable enough for the Son of God to come through Mary, then why isn't it not okay for everyone else to come through Mary? Jimmy, that was the most profound thing I ever heard about Mary. When he told me those words, forevermore, I always had. And, you know, and the thing that Mary did with the apparitions over the years, whether it was Medjugorje or Portugal with the Lady of Fatima, or it was Conyers, Georgia. I mean, if you remember 20, 30 years ago, it was Conyers, Georgia. You know, the beautiful thing that Mary did is Mary established the rosary in the Catholic Church. It was Mother Mary that would appear in apparitions first with the rosary beads and teaching people the rosary before the church ever themselves. So she was honoring the ancient Siddha Yoga tradition of teaching people how to pray in a reference to her and mainly to her son.
Right.
And what go ahead.
Oh, well, you know, it's interesting. There's been a lot of miracles seen that relate to Mother Mary. Absolutely. And the fact that, you know, we were talking earlier this morning about her and the fact that they didn't want people to know that she was also birthed, a virgin birth, right? Correct?
How she was birthed was the guidance of the Holy Spirit. She was also without sin. And that is the biggest problem that a lot of the people, certain Christians have with it, that how is she without sin, right? Well, if they've listened to us, Jimmy, the 21st episode of the Patriot and the Llama, and I've done several things. I recently did one on Mother Mary last week and the Magi. And in both of those daily llamas, I adhere to the fact that Sister Anne today will understand the church beatified Mary's mother, Anna, years and centuries ago, right? She's Saint Anne, Saint Anna, right? And she herself was fifth generation, her family, with them studying with the mystical group, the Essenes. Now remember, the Essenes were honoring the Siddha Yoga's practices. They were honoring some of the Tai Chi Gong Lamasery practices, and they were elders that 300 years before turned away from the synagogue because of the political influence of the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees. They did not like. So the Holy Spirit, the giver of life, guided them to the desert by the Dead Sea. And that's where they would start to read the scriptures. They would read, you know, Isaiah. They would read Elijah. And little by little, the angels would appear to them. Siddha Yoga masters would appear to them. And Tai Chi Gong masters and lamas would appear to them, sometimes on journey, sometimes just materialize. And what they would do is they would take a sick person when they were spiritually and physically, they knew of the energy body connection to health, and they would bathe them in the Dead Sea, Jimmy, at least twice a day. And they would put them in a place and build small fire pits around them in order to have the fire and the water, which is an ancient Siddha Yoga practice, also a Native American Indian practice, to cleanse their spirit of illness, which in turn would begin to cleanse the body. And then they would teach them how to eat more organic and, you know, and eat fish, you know, more than fowl and things like that. And they, over 300 years, learned to pray together. They meditated together. They understood the collective consciousness of a like-minded spiritual group. So this group began knocking on the portal from the Dead Sea, 3D, to Abba's gate of heaven in 5D. And what he did long before he opened the gate 300 years later, so that the Holy Spirit could impregnate Mother Mary with Jesus, he anointed the waters in homage to the spiritual dedication, the Essenes. Now, remember, Anna, Mary's mother, is fifth generation. So we're talking about 150 years of where Mary's bloodline is being purified by all of these Siddhana. Siddhana is a Sanskrit word for spiritual purification or spiritual practices. What we do in the 45-day challenge is spiritual practices. That's why when you go to read the testimonies at COL, which is for free, that the number one thing people say is their closeness to the Holy Spirit, their closeness to the divine. So what happens when you get into really strong traditional Catholicism that honors Mary's function in the church, that you will see, Jimmy, Mary's statues move closer and closer to the altar. Well, this was a thing that Martin Luther just found totally repulsive, right? He says, no, we're not going to have this. But he didn't understand the very words coming out of Jesus's mouth about his mother. And the statement that Jesus made to me was, if the Holy Spirit and Abba thought it good enough to make Mary the vessel, then why would anyone doubt that the vessel was put here without original sin? That's the problem that most of the world has. How in the world? Go ahead.
I got a question for you. So, was Saint Anna, Mary's mother, was Mary her first child, or did she have other children at that point when Mary was born?
Mary was the firstborn child. Anna had a couple other children later, much later.
But she was the firstborn child, but she was also conceived by the Holy Spirit,
right,
to be the vessel after over 150 years of scenes right, being in existence,
right,
and,
right,
and practicing to purify, like you said, because it makes, you know, it's interesting. You were talking about Adam and Eve.
Right.
And, you know, we all have been told that, you know, it always looks like they want to suppress the female side of the equation.
Always.
The woman's side of the equation, because there were a bunch of, you know, and excuse me, brothers out there, love you all. You know this. You know Patriot Jimmy loves you. But these dudes back then were treating women terribly, okay? And didn't want to give them credit for anything. And didn't even want to give the credit of the mother of God, Mother Mary, any credit. And then took the creation story of Adam and Eve and said that Eve came from Adam's rib. But you're telling me that Eve did not come from Adam's rib. That Abba created Eve and Adam and Eve together.
Together.
Exactly. Which is a big, giant lie that we all been fed.
Oh, it's huge, Jimmy. I mean, Eve and Adam were materialized, just as my yoga master in 1970 in the cave in India used the cave. See, here's the thing. When you read scripture beyond a superficial way, by the way, in the Dalai Lama's that come out now Saturday or Sunday, it is a Bible study literally with the Lama. If you want to learn to study the Bible with the Lama, keep that in mind. But when you understand that there's a couple phenomenal lies that the church has kept from the people, and primarily the ones influencing the political agenda, not good, loving, God-fearing people, Jimmy, in the church, but the people who kind of run the political aspect of the church. Here's the thing. Adam and Eve were materialized together, right, to seed Abba's highest DNA so that he could begin his rescue mission and activate that DNA. There was twofold way he was going to do it. One, he was going to do it by the offsprings of Adam and Eve. The other way, he was going to do it in a way like the Essenes were doing it, through spiritual purification. So when you have a portal opened up, like it's opened up, Jimmy, on 11 and 11, then you see both being accelerated. The whole point of the Heavenly Father doing this, right? It's doing so. After the Essenes knocked on that door for 300 years, Abba answered them and sent Jesus, and then decided now. But Jesus, what people don't know is that not only does Jesus have a covenant with the people, he has a covenant with the Father. What is a covenant? It's an agreement. It's a contract. It's an agreement. So when the Father asked him to suffer and to die on the cross, He said, I would, but he wanted something else for it later. And according to the lamasery, the promise that the Father made to Jesus was the second coming. And in the second coming that he would return. And how would he return? And what was the preparation? Well, that's where revelations come into play. But I want you to think for a minute. We've been talking about Isaiah recently, right, Jim?
Yeah.
And so I did a Daily Lama on Isaiah recently. It'll come out next week. And isn't it interesting that part of Isaiah, which was written hundreds of years, way before Revelation, he alludes to not only Jesus's coming the first time, but if you're paying attention, he's also alluding to Jesus coming the second time. This is why I'm saying, brother, that this Advent is probably going to be looked at as the greatest Advent since the first Advent, because Jesus is here. He's going to spend 33 years contacting as many people as will raise their vibration through their own second birth to be with him. And that's what all of this is about. So this weekend, as you know, Jimmy, we did a portal investigation. The lamasery did about a 72-hour. I was probably involved about 36 of that 72 hours off and on. So after filming on Saturday, the fourth chapter of the Circle of Life Advanced, I was kind of exhausted. And the neat thing about it, when your physical body is exhausted and you're used to getting in and out of your body as much as the Lama's been doing, which I've been doing that for over 54 years, it's easy for me to get out of my body. When the body's ready to go and do whatever, you want to stay in the body. But when the body's already drifting off, it's easy to get out. And so I got out, and next thing I know is that I'm at Mount Kailash. Well, Mount Kailash, according to the Siddhi Yoga Masters, is like the crown chakra of the earth. The crown portal, like our crown chakra, is on the top of our head. So according to the Siddhi Yogas and the lamasery, when the portal of Shiva opened up on 11/11, it came down through Mount Kailash all the way through center earth and then made a wave around the earth as if God was hugging the earth and embracing the earth with his Holy Spirit. Okay, this was what happened. It did the same thing, Jimmy, to us humans. It came down through the crown chakras. You know, it knocked the Lama out of the bed, and it went through the body, and then it filled our energy body, the outer circumference. So I'm there, and I'm hovering in my soul body, in my astral, and I'm flying in. And, of course, you can travel at the speed of thought. So I'm traveling in, I'm flying in, you know, like Keanu Reeves in The Matrix, and I'm going over, and I'm hovering first over Mount Kailash before I go into Mount Kailash. And I'm thinking about what the astronauts have said, Jim, and they talk about when they're flying over, like in the space shuttle, and they would get close to the orbit of Earth, they would see the light beams of the color spectrums coming up. Well, me being a child like I am, as I started to go down there, it made me thinking about when I was young and my dad was driving down the street looking at Christmas lights, right? And as I went down, I'm thinking, well, how beautiful this is. But as I got about 200 to 300 feet deep into Kailash, then all the colors of the spectrum were dominated by the color of gold. And when I looked at the gold, Jimmy, it was liquid gold. It was like, it looked like molten lava gold. And I realized at that time that that was the portal. And it, the golden light was coming from the Father himself. That was his energy pouring in. And that energy, if you're inside of the portal, was literally 5D. heaven was literally on earth. And the circumference of the portal, Jim, was 100 to 125 feet wide. And I could take myself and move to the side. I'd be in 3D out of the portal. And I'd come back in and I'd be in 5D. And the next thing I knew, I get a tap on the shoulder and it's Mother Mary. And when I turn around, I see Mother Mary, I see Jesus. And as I turn around and see Jesus, I never in my life, I've been seeing angels since I was a little guy, smaller than Chin, my youngest son, who's 12. I've been seeing angels. Now at 66, quite a few years. Jimmy, I have never, ever seen so many angels. I didn't even know so many existed. But the neat thing, a couple angels came up to me. They were so excited to be here. Imagine you're going on the neatest field trip that you've ever been in school, and you've always wanted to go, you know? Well, these angels, the only way it made it possible was by Abba opening the door, and they had it to be in 5D. They had never been out of 5D. So the purification, Jimmy, of these angels, you know, I realized something, a big lesson. God, making contact to God and staying in contact with God has a lot to do with purification. And the symbol of Mother Mary, you know, that's why they call her Lady Full of Grace. You know, Archangel Gabriel anointed Mary with that title, Mary Full of Grace, right? And you turn around and you see the purity in her, and it's just, it's everything, you know, if you ever grew up and you understood what chivalry was, and you understand what a real knight was, and a knight that would take a knee, and then his queen or his princess was like pure, and he would defend her honor. Imagine the honor of Mother Mary. I mean, a knight would defend the honor of any princess or queen because that was his job. That was his calling, right? But to defend the honor of Mother Mary, never knew sin, gave birth to God's firstborn child, and now she's queen of heaven. And this week, the church, this is fitting that we're talking about because the church actually in the last 2 days has been celebrating the Immaculate Conception of Mary. So back to you, brother.
Yeah, and again, it's the male side of the equation back then that just did not want to give the female side of the equation the credit that they deserve. You know, Christ was born from a woman.
Right.
A woman that was fed by angels. Mother Mary was fed in the temple by angels, even right. The priests seen this going on. Now, one of the things that's very interesting, you know, we were on a show last night with Tommy Truffle, my son, TJ. No one else is allowed to call him that except me and his mom, by the way, the donut at the donut shop. And he was talking about, you know, we were talking about CERN at that time, right? So you're seeing this energy, and, you know, don't think that these people that are involved in CERN do not know what's coming and what's happening. And this energy portal was opened on 11/11 of this year, right? A once in a 1,000-year occurrence. I was almost knocked down a couple different times from the energy that was hitting me, blurring my vision. I got my eye drops. I mean, amazing. I was in the bathtub. And it felt like, electricity. It wasn't like a shocking, but the energy that was flowing through my body was incredible, okay? It's amazing where we're going. I mean, there's going to be a lot of people dropping from the fear. You know, you've been talking about what's been going on with the weather, right? We've been talking about how the weather is accelerating. You know, we have a few people, some of our team that are in the Philippines, and one of them was sending messages to the Lam and the Patriot here about praying for them, because they were getting typhoon after typhoon coming at them. We got winter weather that are snowing in houses. I mean, the whole house is covered. The cars are covered. We got rain the rain that's going to be pouring down that people are going to see happen in the spring and all that is going to be incredible. The shaking and the energy increase, and then the fact that you got Mother Mary here with Christ and, you know, Archangel Michael and legions more of, not that warring angels haven't been here. They usually fight in the 4D, but from what you're saying is the angels that are coming right now on this earth, the healing angels, the angels of transformation, and the angels of the warring angels have increased dramatically, right? I mean,
well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up. There's two comments I want to make because you covered two things that are very significant, Jim. First, let me comment about the male influence on history. In the Lamasery, there was always the joke that his dash story is history, right? It's based on the male observation the last 7,000 years. All the last 7,000 years up till the 17th century was totally influenced. When the 17th century hit, we went into Dwapara Yuga. I want you to think what's happened to the rights of women in the last 300 years compared to the 3,000 years before. And you'll know there's a huge difference. Huge difference. Let me give you the best example of that, in my opinion. The day that Jesus is getting ready to go to be baptized by John, and his time has come, he is reading from the book of Isaiah in the synagogue, of which the mother that gave him birth is not even allowed to be inside. She's peeping in through the window. Now, that is probably the epitome of how crazy that was during that time in regards to women and men. Okay, so that's number one, right? Now, let me talk about the warrior angels a little bit. So after I had this phenomenal experience, Jimmy, with the healing angels, and the most significant was the angels who had never been out of 5D. They'd never been in 4D, Jim, much less 3D. So this was a heck of a field trip for them, right? But when I got outside, I noticed the film around the earth. I took the peripheral viewpoint of, think of Bette Midler's song, From a Distance, right? And I took the astronauts look, and I could see the golden energy formed a crescent around the earth's atmosphere that looks like it's about 20 feet wide. And it's very similar to the energy that's in the core, not quite as bright and not quite as liquid looking, more translucent, but it's there. Here's the other thing. Outside of that energy was a silver band that was about half as thick as the golden band. The warring angels were going up to the silver and they were peeling off strips of silver to make swords of justice for their swords. It was the most, and when they would grab the silver, then the silver would shine. And then they would put the silver blade into like their handle. And the moment it did, you would think of a lightsaber from like Star Wars, Jimmy. It would just light up every which way. And they would start swinging. And the next thing they would do is those warrior angels would swirl together and then, whoom, they were gone. I don't know where they went to, but they were gone. But that's the part that I remember about the warring angels and what's happening. Let me say something about the natural disasters, too. Guys, you know about the big volcano in Hawaii that's been going on for a long time, and it's consuming a lot. So we'll pray for the people in Hawaii and pray for their safety. You want to think about Pompeii, and you want to know about Pompeii. When Pompeii came to an end, you couldn't get off the island fast enough. And if when you got off the island, if you wasn't at least 100 feet from the island, the fire was still burning people in the water. I want you to think about that for a minute, right? Now Stromboli, a volcano in Italy in the last 48 hours, it's erupted, right? They're talking about one down in Colombia, not far from Nicaragua. That one is now burping. I want you to think it totally makes sense with the energy that I saw, because when I got down about 300 feet before I recognized what I saw, I would have swore that I was moving toward a sun right inside the earth itself, because that's wow. how bright, Jimmy, it was.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I know my son said something about that last night, about that sun in the center of the earth. He was talking something about it too. You know, one of the things that I keep getting in my spirit is that this is goes for my own family members, and I've been telling them, is there's nothing more important in starting your day after you get out of the restroom than getting with the creator of all things, his son, going through your prayers, putting your protection around your home.
Did I lose you, brother? Did I lose you?
Very interesting. They just shut. I got business AT service here, gigabyte up and down, and they just want to silence me. And they think that I don't know that they're trying to do that. But, you know, it's interesting. Are we okay now? Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, you're good. We're good now, brother. Okay. It was about 20 seconds.
About 20 seconds. Very interesting. Very, very interesting that they're doing that. I'm going to give them a call after this is over and find out why in the world of that's happening, because I should not even have a blip in my screen here. Absolutely. But, you know, I was talking to a family member earlier and saying, no matter what you have going on in your life, you need to make the time for the creator and your spiritual connection and your spiritual development, because there's nothing that's going to save your rear end more than that in the next few decades. Okay. Getting, am I still frozen?
I can see you, brother.
No, you can see me. Am I still frozen, folks? Brother and sister, I'm good now. I think they can see me now. There's nothing more important than doing that. And there's nothing more important after that than utilizing these angel exercises that was handed down to Boca Nathra many, 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 many thousands of years ago, and utilizing them. I mean, I sit in a chair. The only way I get hot is the fact that I'm in front of the fireplace and the candles are behind me. And, you know, I spend 30 minutes doing 15 reps of these things, opening up my energy portals so that my body, spirit, and soul work more efficiently together. And I'm seeing things happen that I've never seen in my life happen to me. You know, whatever I want to do, as long as it's in alignment with Abba's will and way, it happens almost instantaneously. And, you know, healings and all kinds of stuff that's been coming out of, you know, Circle of Life that we're going to go over into detail. We're going to have a guest on tonight on the Step Into Your Power, a doctor, by the way, a woman, a doctor, somebody who has completely transformed her life based on what we've been bringing out to folks. And it's going to be really exciting to see that. You know, we had I always see you, Brother Lama, talking about, you know, the female side of the equation, right?
Amen. Amen.
Always giving the love and praise to the female side of the equation of this existence, right? The feminine and the masculine. Yeah. And then we had a person that's, saying, well, the Lama never talks about the female side of the equation. I'm like, are you listening to everything that we're talking about? I mean, the Lama's always talking about the female side of the equation. And, you know, I'm seeing some of the female teachers and folks, you know, the
amazing
folks, those of you who are new here, you know, Abba, this is all about Abba, the Patron the Lama Show, the Daily Lama, the latest from the Lama series, the Mastermind webinars. These are all things that he put together for us. Rasaji and I are back here to do this. This is what we're back here. Once you get to a certain point in your reincarnation cycle, there'll be a point where you burned off all your bad karma and you can decide whether you're going to come back or not. From what the Lama told me, and he knows it very, very clearly, that even Brother Jimmy didn't have to come back this time.
That's right.
Even I raised my hand to come back and do what I'm doing right now, which is Abba's will and way. And it's the path he's put me on to accomplish the destiny that I was created, brought back in this lifetime to do. You need to spend as much time as you have to in order to find out, why are you here? What is your purpose? I mean, that's always important. That's always been important since humanity started, but not more important than ever right now and for the coming years. Because again, you know, in Revelations, Lama, when it says that men shall die, and it should say men and women shall die, again, it should say men and women a lot of places throughout the Bible.
Absolutely.
But that men will die and women basically will die from what they're seeing happening on the earth. They're just going to drop dead. Their hearts are going to stop. And so I would think that, you know, I use the example of the hurricanes, right? I'm down in the Dominican Republic. You know, you and I have been talking about it for a while, that everything's increasing. I mean, it's been since we met. We've been talking about it. People can go back. Everything's documented, so you can see what we've been talking about and what's been going on. And, you know, I'm down there, and all of a sudden this monster freaking hurricane is coming straight for the beaches of Boca Chica and going to roll right up on us. And, my wife was like, oh, you know, we didn't even have the generator fully installed yet. Because down there, the electric will go out here and there. And so I'm like, very confidently, I say, oh, no, Abba's not going to let that hit us directly. Don't worry about it. It ain't happening. Well, you know, it's on the news. It's coming. I said, it ain't happening. It's not happening. You and I talked about it. You said, hey, the Lamasery is working. We're going to send that thing. We're going to turn it. And, you know, the next thing, Abba turned it. Then Abba turned it for you, and it was coming directly to go across the state to Jacksonville. And then Abba turned it for Brother Joseph Land. So what I would say, folks, when you're on the mission for Abba, when you're on the path of the destiny that he brought you back for, you don't need to worry about all these other things. It ain't going to touch you.
You know, Jimmy, he sent that same storm all the way up to Nova Scotia. Can you imagine this? Things in the Bahamas, then it comes to, you know, Dominican Republic, and it turns north, you know, and then it goes through several figure eights as it makes its way around Florida. You can just see the figure eights, and then they think it's going to Bermuda. It turns in again. This thing is not done until it goes all the way up to Nova Scotia, the same storm. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Well, and what's interesting too is that you see some of the destruction that these natural disasters cause, but then you look at the loss, and any even one person loss of life, you know, listen, for me, I look at death differently because I know that you're brought back until you're ready not to be brought back, or you have a choice not to come back. But at the end of the day, the loss of life is minimal. What I know to be the future with the acceleration, that might not be the case in every single one of these things. especially as certain, you know, rights, certain things are being thrown back to the state. I don't want to say it because, you know, I'll be getting struck for. It's amazing, folks. I got to show you. It's amazing. I'm looking at a post, right? And the post gets lots of people engaging in it, right? And, you know, it's got 224. I got to show this real quick. It just blows my mind how they're censoring us and how we have to be so quiet. But listen, at the latest of the Lamaser, we're not quiet. And when we do our webinars, when we do the ones that you go into Zoom, and we're working on StreamYard too for private, we're not holding back. You know, we're not censoring ourselves, but we have to do it right now, unfortunately, because we want to be here. But let me give you an example. Over 170,000 people are following, or I'm sorry, 151,000 people are following my Patriots Network and 147,000 likes. If you go down to here, and like if you look at any of these ads, well, they didn't even let this post go out to 1,300 people, but 2,700 post engagements. Now, they will tell you that 6%, you're a master at engagements. 6%. 6%. They will tell you that the average is 0.05, 0.5% engagement per post. So, you know, one good thing, my grandson, Carmine Truffle, has been building up a file, and we've been building up a file on all of this nastiness that Facebook's been doing. And I plan with Abba, if it's Abba's will and way, to join Texas and the people in Texas to sue these people, you know, because these videos, if you've got more engagement than you have distribution, then the distribution should never stop until it penetrates all the people that follow your page. Am I wrong, brothers and sisters? If the engagement is over 6% or over, as they're saying, shouldn't they keep on reaching it out to the whole people that follow you? Yes. I mean, that's what you would think that they would do. But yet the internet company I have the highest internet for this area, AT&T Business, spending $180 a month, 1 gigabyte up, 1 gigabyte down. And then because of certain things, they want to, let's just mess with these guys so that people won't follow them. They won't know. I'm reading comments where people, they're not even getting notified. You know, they don't notify them. They're trying to leave a comment. They don't let them comment. So I could promise you, brothers and sisters, that the Patriot ain't going to stand by idly by with these people. I promise you that. God will give me the right timing, but we will come out with a vengeance on them, and they're going to pay for everything that they've done, not only to us, because we want it to be a class action lawsuit, but to all of the Patriots that love God and love, you know, love truth and honesty and integrity and all of that. Because, you know, in this world right now, it seems like what's really bad and evil and sickening is good. And what is good and righteous and honest is bad. That's how they want to preframe it for the people, the mainstream media. They love what's evil and disgusting and perverted, but yet they hate what is good and what is righteous. If you can't see the war going on between the light and the darkness, between good and evil, I don't even know what to say, more so than I've ever seen in my life. My wife was telling me, you can't say master bedroom anymore. I'm saying, what? What do you mean I can't say master bedroom anymore? There's always masters in this world. Master Jesus, Master Lama Rasai. They always have teachers that become masters. They always want to take everything and pervert it for their own thoughts. And this is going to end. I mean, this will take a while, but it's not going to end this way. It's not going to be the way that they think it's going to be. It's going to be completely different. It's going to be the way that Abba wants it to be. And all of us can be part of that. Volcano is still going off on the map of Russia behind Jimmy. Oh, the volcano. Look at that. Oh, that's very good observation, Brother Chuck. The volcano's going off.
That's it.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah.
I didn't even know there was an eruption.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But, you know, one of the decisions when we first started putting all of what Abba wanted us to put together and then talking about, you know, the Step Into Your Power webinars was that even if people didn't have any money, and that's a mindset thing, you know, and that's a vibration thing, that's a frequency thing. We teach you how to turn that around. We have a lot of financial blessings happening to people when they're prepared for stewardship. And you can't expect Abba to give you blessing of finances in abundance if you're not ready to steward those finances. And I pray every morning to dispatch the angel's provision to provide for all his people, food, water, shelter, and energy, but also at the same time to get them ready, to get them ready for the stewardship, to for the greatest wealth transfer from the wicked to the righteous that's ever happened on this planet. I mean, people can say, oh, Jimmy, you're this and you're that. But, you know, hey, listen, it's pretty apparent that Abba is blessing what we're doing for him. And he's going to continue. And for what he's been putting into the Lama heart, he's going to even accelerate this thing tremendously in 2023. And he's going to do it for a lot of you brothers and sisters that are here right now. But you got to be willing to put the time in to build the connection and the relationship.
Absolutely.
It's nothing more important than that. I don't care how I feel in the morning. I don't miss that. I would crawl across the floor not to miss that. You have to be so strong and determined that you put that at the front of everything. Everybody else comes secondary. Okay? Everything else is secondary. God first and his son and his spirit. Your family second and your career third. You got to work on that. We all do. Listen, I'm working on it. I'm going to continue to work on it the rest of my life. But you know what? Every single day, I'm going to work on improving my relationship with the Creator and his son. And, you know, I can't wait to the day that I can see what Brother Rasaji sees, our favorite Lama. You know, you can see he's been going in and out of his body a lot because also this energy, you know, when you were telling me when you first learned how to get out of your body, you went around and you visited all over the place. And then all of a sudden you stayed in your body because you knew that you wanted to do the work that Abba brought you here. It wasn't just about you floating all around. But you also have been involved in operations, which, by the way, I don't want to get into it, but underground operations, folks, that is on the latest of the Lamasery to help with the problem that we got underground because we got some problems underground there. You know, they don't want to bring that into light, right? But it's coming up into light. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I can't wait till I'm ready for that. Because some people will freak them out. And we have some people right now seeing entities. I mean, we were on our some of our training this week, people were talking in the chat how they're seeing angels, how they're seeing past people that passed away from them. You know, one of the books that you talked about yesterday that I would recommend for all the brothers and sisters here to get is if you haven't read the Celestine Prophecies, the main book, I would get that. But I also would get the 10th Insight. Because the 10th Insight, those two books, right? I mean, the 10th Insight really, really opens your eyes up to the afterlife and what happens in the afterlife. You know, some people could be stuck. Say someone dies as a heroin addict. You know, they could be stuck as a heroin addict in the afterlife for hundreds of years.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
I mean, I tell you, there's not a better time to be alive. And the fact is, listen, we got some women warriors, spiritual warriors involved in COL. And we got some women spiritual patriots involved in the United States and around this world. And it's about time that we started showing the respect that they deserve and they should have been getting all along. But also it's time that we start respecting our children of this planet too. Because again, we got to get this, you know, this is an ongoing war, Brother Basaji. How do you see, we're sitting on the 8th of September now.
Right.
And 8th of December, not right. September, 8th of December. Look at that. Yeah. I'm like, I'm going backwards here. Okay. And it has went so fast. This year has went so fast. Wow. It's amazing. What would you say to all our brothers and sisters out there that are, you know, that are right now, they don't know what to do. They don't know what they're here for. You know that next year and since the 11/11 portal, that judgment, transformation, and ascension is increasing.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, what 333 represents, doesn't it, Jim?
The 333.
That's what it represents, you know.
Well, and what were we looking at earlier, folks? We were looking at some Facebook stats for Basaji.com, A Circle of Life, for the last 7 days. And you're not going to believe 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, 11/11, three were right in a row in these Facebook stats today on our meeting.
And the YouTube channel has 33,000 subscribers.
Right. So, you know, Abba's been laying those numbers all around us left and right. But what is your suggestion? I mean, you know, we want people to read those testimonials.
Absolutely. You know, the testimonials are motivation. We got a lot of people, Jimmy, as you know, that have done the 45-day challenge once. I mean, literally, we have several people that have done it 6 or 8 times in a row. But we got people now that are really taking Llama seriously. I want people to do the 45-day challenge, which only takes 20 to 40 minutes a day, and it's for free, and you won't even break a sweat. You can do it in any comfortable clothes that you have. But afterwards, I want them to read one of those. I want them to read one of those testimonies. And the reason for it is doing the exercises raises your consciousness, but also raises your appreciation of life itself. And it puts you in a state of thanksgiving as you embrace. Because I've seen so many testimonies where people say, oh, my God, I went out to nature, Lamaji, and the greens are greener. The blues are bluer. Everything is alive because you're tapping into the aliveness. Now, imagine that consciousness going and turning on the flashlight of consciousness to a testimony.
Right.
So you're leaving at a high state. And you're absorbing more that testimony. Can you imagine if you took that discipline for 45 days, what would happen to you? It would be amazing. You would have read 45 testimonies, one a day. You would have connected to the Holy Spirit incredibly for 30 to 40 minutes a day. And you would be at the end writing one of those testimonies. And it would be so deeply embedded. You'd be so spiritually strong, as that people are in those testimonies, that you would have direction. Because in the challenge, there are things that we ask you to do that literally are going to give you and your family, your loved ones, direction. And that is a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful. If you're going through a tough time now, that does not mean it has to stay like that. You have the power to overcome. You have to realize today I did Daily Llama on what is spiritual prosperity. And most people don't even know to connect those two words together. See, that's how we've been robbed for this. When I was growing up, My first taste of church was my uncle, and he was a Primitive Baptist minister in a small town in rural Tennessee, and he was my dad's cousin, and I would hear him thump his Bible, and say, "Darn poor sinner, darn poor sinner, darn poor sinner," and I'll never forget after my first 45-day challenge, I'm walking down the mountain. I have spent 45 days by myself in a mud hut at the foothill of a mountain that was almost 9,000 feet in elevation. Now remember, I was born asthmatic. So imagine what I had to go through to be able to be comfortable breathing at 9,000 elevation for 45
minutes. Oh, yeah.
And with no fear, because the person who took me up there left me, came back to get me on the 46th day. I was 20 years old. I was just turning 20 at the time. Think about what you were doing at 20 years old, right? I'm up on the mountaintop, no internet, no cell phone. My dad thinks the pronunciation of Tibet is Tibet. And that'll just give you an idea of what I didn't know that I'd ever come back. But when I'm up there and about halfway through, I'm reading scripture, right? I'm reading King James Version and I'm reading scripture. And in the reading the scripture, I've noticed all these words about work and about abundance and King Solomon. And I'm reading all about this, right? And about 20-something days into this 45-day challenge, I hear it in my unconscious mind. I hear my uncle talking, "Darn poor sinner. Well, you're damned to come here, and you must be have to be poor to be spiritual." And I thought to myself, I said, if I could eradicate something from the consciousness of the human race, if God gave me the ability to do that, that would be the thought mechanism I would eradicate. That being spirit, and it all was rooted in another lie the church taught. And that was is that Jesus was as poor as a field mouse. And that he was born in a grotto because not only did they not have a place to stay, they couldn't afford to stay anywhere else. They painted that picture, which was so far from the truth. And if you want to go back a couple Dalai Lamas ago, go back to last week when we did the three magi, and you'll hear the truth about what they really came to deliver. And they came to deliver a king's ransom to the King of Kings. I mean, if he was a regular king, I want you to think about it. This be logical for a second. Let's say you're in royalty, and let's say you're part of the French court, and some new prince has been born in England and you're going to pay homage. Now, how would you go and what would you take? Then what do you think you would take for the King of Kings? Think for a minute. What do you think? You're going to bring an olive branch? You're going to bring a donkey, an ass or something? I mean, what are you really going to bring to the King of Kings? The three magis were high up in the court. You know, they were very, very high up, right? Melchior was a royal person in Persia. Jasper was a king in India, in a rural place in India, right? And Balistar, right? He was in another Arabic country at the time. But they were all in the court level, and they know who this special being is because they've been trained by the lamasery. They know of the Hebrew prophecy, and they also know of the lamasery prophecy. And they're going, and they're not going to take, you think they're going to take a little bit of gold, or they're going to take a lot of gold? Let me tell you, they took a camel alone. A camel alone with saddlebags, you can't even believe. And that camel's job was just to carry the gold that Jesus got. On both sides of the camel bags, and the camel bags were thick enough to cover me, and they were full of gold. Can you imagine what that would be worth today? Can you just imagine, right? So that's what they're going. And then the frankincense and the myrrh that they brought was just phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal.
Well, listen to this. This is so Tobias, thank you. Wow, kicks me out way faster than Tommy Truthful TV. Live Facebook doesn't like this info. Of course they don't. They don't want you to step into your power. They don't want you to know the truth. Because guess what? Once you know it, they can't control you in any way, shape, or form. Okay. If you knew exactly what Christ did and that he mastered all the yogas, if you haven't watched again, episode 21 of the Patron Lama Show, I would recommend that you do that. But I mean, they don't want you to know. They don't want you to know. Okay. Yeah. Luckily we have this on a bunch of platforms. So we have hundreds and hundreds of people watching this live, yeah. But you know, Facebook used to be hundreds of people alone, just Facebook watching it live. And every time it gets up to a certain amount, they want to, you know, start messing with everybody. Everybody's putting it down here. They're saying what is going on, right? Yeah, I would like to ask everyone that is involved with COL, whether you're part of the free community or you're part of the private membership or you're in advanced training or you're a teacher in ADEPT, let people know the truth, whether it's good or bad, what's going on with that in the comments. Sow some good seed. This helps people, okay? It helps them tremendously. We've had a lot of people come to Circle of Life and get involved because of the comments they've seen of what's happening with other people. Again, tonight at 4 p.m. Central Time, we're going to have a webinar. The seats are limited. I'm going to give you a link now that you can register, and we're going to be bringing on a doctor that has been working with us for a while now, that life is completely transformed. She's going to talk to you about it all. We're going to talk to the Lama about it. We're going to get into it. We're going to answer questions in the Q&A. And we're doing this for the public, right? We're doing this for the public, but we do have a limited amount of seats, and we don't, you know, we're not doing this live on Facebook and YouTube because of what we're going to be talking about. We might get striked, right? So you know how they are. But you can register, and I'm going to give you the link now to do so, okay? Again, I would ask everybody to talk about what's going on at Circle of Life, what's going on in the 45-day challenge, what's happening. And again, I seen one brother there that was talking, a brother or sister there talking about, you know, you've done the 45-day challenge, but you'd never, you know, even though you praise it, you've never done it completely. Just keep doing it. Just do it over and over again and again and again. Don't dwell on what happened yesterday. Focus on today. Okay? Don't live in your past. Don't let your past destroy your future. Live in your moment and do everything that you need to do to be focused on your destiny. I mean, I always have to keep myself on the path. So does the Lama.
Oh, every day. Jimmy, you know, one of the neat things has come out of the last 30 days with the testimonies. Thinking about Dr. Jenny Grace is going to be on with us. But also, we had a chiropractor who gave a testimony a couple of weeks back, right?
Oh, yeah.
Powerful. And I want y'all to think about this, right? So sometimes when people think about getting help, or some people observe people getting help, they think it stops with them, right? They don't understand the domino effect, right? The domino effect. So the domino effect is that one of these people is in advanced plus class, in early stages of being trained to become a teacher. And what being with us a year has done has transformed his whole practice. He challenged me and went to the Cherokee portal in North Carolina. You got to read his experience. But what's happened is it's taken his whole holistic practice with his patients to a new level. The same thing has happened to Dr. Jenny Grace. The same thing's happened to her. So here they are, they're benefiting. It, they're stepping into their power, and then they're going out and they're sharing it with their patients. So now their patients are benefiting for COL without even having anything to do with COL. Now, if that's not the abundance that Jesus promised all of us, I don't know what is. Back to you, brother.
Well, yeah. And, you know, we're now going to have these two public webinars per month that the free members are getting access to. Yeah. So how powerful is that? Where we're going to have these webinars every month that the free members are going to have access to. It's like this. The bottom line is, you know, there's so many people that have excuses in life, right? you know, they have a lot of excuses of why they're not doing something. What I would ask everybody to do is, you know, give it, what is your excuse for not wanting to step into your destiny? What is your excuse for not wanting to do what you need to do? I'll give you an example. I have family members tell me, I don't want to come back here. And I'm like, well, then you better get out of the vibration of reincarnation. Get out of the vibration of reincarnation. And the only way you're going to do that is to step into your power and be Christ-like. Have Christ consciousness. Because if you don't follow what Christ did on this, Abba brought Christ here. He spent hundreds of years to Abba is nothing. You know what I mean? Because there's no time. The Lama's already told everybody, if you're new to here, you're here at 24,000 years, a day and night of Abba. Okay? So 300 years is nothing for him to prepare for what he was bringing to this planet, his son, and the new covenant. So they don't want you to know what his son did while he was here. You need to know exactly what he did, and you need to follow that path. You know, one of the things that Christ said is that he is the doorway to the Father, right?
Amen.
Well, yeah. Watch what he did. Do what he did. Somebody had said to me, Jimmy, I want what you want, what you got. How do I get what you got? I said, well, you got to listen. You know, if I'm going to, you got to be coachable. You got to be trainable. You got to be teachable. You always got to be that way till the day you leave this planet, and then you are on the other side, right? So you never stop learning. You never stop growing. You never stop. You get the ego out of the way, right? Get the ego. We all have it. You know, the Lama's got a Daily Lama about the ego out there. Look it up. You can search ego on the site, and it'll pull it up. But, you know, get the ego out of the way and focus on what you're here to do. Brother, go ahead. Any questions that you have, go ahead and throw them at us. We're going to be here for about another 14 minutes. Probably we can answer questions for about 10 minutes here, and then we're going to do the prayer and blessing for all our brothers and sisters. So don't go anywhere. When you do register for the webinar, you'll get your free membership in the Mastermind. Make sure you get also click on the link from the email, get your free membership in Circle of Life. Eventually we'll have it to where it happened both at the same time. We do have a one-time offer. We're Mastermind. Don't worry about it. If you feel you know, we want you to absorb everything we have for free so you can set yourself free. What we have for free can help set you free. Okay. Then if you want to go to the next level, we call the Ascension Ladder in COL at Versace.com, and we call the Value Ladder in Mastermind, then we want you to. But we're not pushing anybody to do that. You know, that's got to be in your heart. That's what you got to want to do. But everything we're offering for free, I don't know anybody that offers what we offer for free out there. And we do it because that's what Abba wants us to do, because he wants to bring more and more people over to his side of the equation. Okay. And that's our purpose. Any words that you have of wisdom there, Brother Versace, as I wait for questions to roll in?
Yeah. I mean, I'm just happy to be here. And like, guys, I don't know that we could have picked a more exciting time to be on the planet. Understand, don't focus so much outwardly on the doom and gloom that people are, you know, there's always doom and gloom at one level or another. There's always doom and gloom. There's doom and gloom when Jesus walked the planet. How in the world did they crucify him without doom and gloom? Right. So the key of it is that he overcame that. And one of the biggest symbols is that whatever you're going through right now, we can show you how to overcome what you get. The Lamasery truly believes one of the most basic reasons that we are here is to learn and overcome life's difficulties. That's what it is, you know. There's not a problem, there's a situation. And in every situation, there's a solution. And what we're focusing on at My Patriots Network and all the channels that we have is to be solution-oriented for you and your family to be able to get where you want to go in life. And, you know, and we would love to have you with us and lock arms with us. And let's change one household at a time. You know, we're going to change us, and then we're going to change one household at a time. And it's how we get our country, and it's also how we get our world back. Because the dark side wants to divide family more than anything. More than anything, they want to tell you they're your family, right? And they'll create all this false identity to confuse teenage children constantly. No, you come follow us. You know, you don't need you. You know, I raised two sons already. One's 31, one's 28. And I saw what they tried to do to those two older sons. And I'm very grateful because I'm very much more conscious and much more attentive to my younger son, who will be a teenager next month. You don't think that I'm armed for God and ready to help him, you know? Yesterday, he had a situation happen. And the situation happened that caused him to understand what self-constraint is. So, you know, he's on his way to be a third-degree black belt. He's been training in martial arts for 6 years. So I asked him, I said, Chip, I said, why do you think that you've been training for 6 years in martial arts? He said, well, to learn self-defense. And I said, well, that's only partially true, but that's not the core reason. He said, well, what is the core reason? I said, with the lesson you learned today at school, which is called self-constraint. And you have to understand that you're responsible for your actions. You're responsible for your words. You're even responsible for your thoughts, even though most people think that you're not, right? I said, you're a martial artist. You're going to learn first you're responsible for your actions. And as you advance, you'll be more responsible for your words. And then as you advance more, you'll be responsible for your thoughts. And when you're responsible for those three forms of action, you're on the road to mastership, and the keys to heaven will become before you. And that is the key. And so a little bit of discipline and a little bit of self-restraint goes a long way. But son, that's the real reason your dad's had you in martial arts for 6 years.
Yeah, it is. And I want to go over a couple of these things, a couple comments I think that are very important. Tobias. Thank you, Tobias. Been doing my own meditation over 20 plus years. That's how I know you guys are the real deal. This type of thing can't be faked. Discernment with the Holy Spirit to know right and wrong, to know truth from lies. That's what I pray for all of you folks, to always have that, right? Well, this is a beautiful comment from Michael. Brilliant, beautiful, golden news. Beautiful. Thank you so much. 45-day challenge. There we go. 45-day challenge. Help me clearly see my vision for life. It has enhanced every area of my life. Truly born again. I mean, you know, if you look at COL has raised my frequency and love to higher level. I am transforming in so many ways. This has become a way of life for me, and I'm not turning back. Om Shanti. I mean, how about this? My husband and I practice together, and it has brought us greater joy and much deeper peace. I mean, folks, it just, you know, the 45-day challenge has changed my life every way, and then watching the Daily Lama, the Patriot Lama Show, then sharing. I mean, folks, it just goes on and on and on and on. And what I would say to you is this. Do you want some of it? Do you want a great relationship with the Creator? Do you want to be doing what you're supposed to be doing, what you were brought back in this lifetime to do? If it is, and you do, then get on it. You know, don't sit around and do nothing. Because if you sit around and do nothing, you know what you're going to get? Nothing. Don't make excuses. Just do it. Okay. Goodness. Again, I don't care if I wake up, I got a headache or I don't feel good or whatever. Doesn't matter to me. I'll crawl to the front room in front of the fireplace and my three candles with three wicks. And I will read my prayer book and I will read my daily prophecy and I will say individual prayers to the Father. And I'll spend, you know, 90 minutes to 2 hours going through what's important. And if you say, oh, I got to go to work at 7, we'll get up at 3. I got to go work at 8, get up earlier. We all have the time. It's the most important time that you spend. Abba doesn't only want your tithing financially into things that are his will and purpose for what you're doing, but he wants your tithing in time, which is more valuable than anything that you could pay or donate financial to. He wants your time. You're giving your time to so many other things. What I would say to everybody, do a column exercise on your time, right? Mercury retrograde. I'm already feeling it. It's coming. It's here, you know, and it's coming in thunder right at the end of the year, the beginning of the year.
Can you imagine Christmas is between the solstice and Mercury retrograde? Christmas is right in the middle in a double yin cycle. Wow. What a year.
Absolutely. Look at Sister Patricia. Yeah. Being blessed to be part of the CLL life has completely shifted my life, starting immediately and still ongoing is the opportunity to overcome over and next and again and next. And what, there you go, folks. I mean, it goes on and I can keep showing them. It goes on and on and on and on. So we want to help you help yourself.
Amen.
So make sure you sign up for that webinar, Step Into Your Power tonight. The Lama and I are going to be on there. We're going to have a guest on there, like we said, and we're going to be answering questions, and it's all going to be around how you can step into your power and then how you can help other people do the same. So, Brother Lama, you want to end it with our prayer and blessing for our brothers and sisters today. Absolutely. As we close our 81st episode?
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for bringing us together in your light and love. Thank you for Mother Mary and what she has stood for, and goodness gracious, what a strength, what a pillar of grace and strength that she is. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us to this point in our unfoldment and reconnecting us with all our brothers and sisters out here, anointing us with your favor and anointing all of our families with love, health, and prosperity. We are grateful for the new coming seminar, Step Into Your Power. We are thankful that you're showing us, like all the shows that you have guided us, how to do what it is you want us to do. We are grateful that the flashlight of consciousness is now opened up and we have woken up fully to your noonday sun. As your great apostle Peter said, let the noonday sun arise in your heart, for joy is of the saints, and only they can put it on. We are thankful that all these people have answered your call to holiness, Lord, that they want to walk in that holiness, and they have the strength to do it because you're with them every step of the way. Thank you for anointing them with your protection, that the angels of protection and the angels of feeling, light and love, are constantly around them wherever they go, including their households, their means of transportation, as we come into the greatest Advent that we have seen since the first Advent you showed us. We are thankful that we walk into this Advent fully aware of what it's about. Thanks be to you, Mother Mary, and your eternal Son. Amen.
Amen. We love you, brothers and sisters. Have a wonderful and blessed day. Hopefully, we will see you tonight on the webinar, Step Into Your Power. Take care, and God bless.